Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, everybody. I am pumped. I've got an awesome guest. Her name is Nicole Holland, and she's going to be talking with us today about how to build online communities using social media. So, Nicole, how are you doing today?
I am so great, Brian. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So what I like to start off with is getting my audience a little insight into who Nicole is. So how did you go from somebody who used to carry around handcuffs and pepper spray to somebody that now is building communities online?
Yeah, great question. I started coaching a long time ago, probably well over 20 years ago. I've been a coach pretty much my whole life. I got certified in 2005, and I started doing marketing in 1993 in professional sports and entertainment was my first marketing kind of gig. And over time, I've done so many different things. I'm quite a gypsy. I've moved around a lot, and I've just tried on lots of different stuff. And so this twisty, crazy path led me into working in law enforcement. And it's a really long story that we don't really have time for. But by the time I was sick. I was miserable. It was so not me, because I'm a pretty happy person. And I just started doing some soul searching and realizing, like, this is not how I want to live my life. You know, we have one life to live, and we're all going to the same destination. So why am I wasting my time doing something that's killing me? And it's not contributing to society. It doesn't feel good. So I quit my job, no business, no support, no nothing. I just knew I couldn't spend another day doing that. And after that, yeah, I spent some months kind of figuring out how I wanted to use my gifts and really getting back to my gifts. And the two things I really, really, really love are coaching and marketing. And so I think this online world is so fun. And so there's so many opportunities to do new things. So I started learning, and then it's just sort of, it's sort of evolved out of inspiration, I'd say.
So very cool. So Nicole, you have gone from having no community to now you got a podcast, you've got, online communities that you're building via social media, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Can you walk me through and the audience through, where did you start and how did you start to grow it to the area where it's at right now, or the growth of numbers where it's at right now?
Yeah, great question. So I think one of the things that's really important is that I started with an unclear vision, and I started bringing people into my community and connecting with people who were not the right fit. And it was a very slow go. I didn't have much engagement. I didn't feel good. It was just like a job. I had to do it. I knew that if I was going to find clients online, I had to start cultivating a community. And I was always trying to create value and always trying to come up with things. But because I was going out there, I was so unclear on what I wanted to attract. I was so unclear on what I had to share that I was pulling at threads, and I was creating different content. It was like reinventing the wheel all the time. I didn't have anything that I could like say, oh my gosh, people love this and I got to get more of it. It was always just trying. And so I spent quite a few months doing that until I really got clear on me. On the value that I have that nobody else has. And I can't necessarily articulate it like I should, right? There's shoulds all over the place. I should be able to tell you really clearly an elevator pitch. I can't do that right now. And the fact is, I'm really good with that. And my people that I am attracting now are good with that. And it's just sort of this unspoken energy that they see what I'm producing, they see what I'm doing, how I treat people, how I treat them, and they want to be involved with me. And that's sort of how when I started realizing I'm not going to worry about the messaging of what I have to do. I'm not going to worry about the strategy that people are saying, this 10-step system. I'm going to just really get clear on who I am and what feels good. And as long as I'm riding that rocket and I'm staying in the flow of what feels good, everything starts coming. Now, that's not to say that I didn't have a lot to learn. So what I did was I AJ Amex, I had on my summit as the Twitter expert. And we got to talking after I interviewed him, and I said, you know, I don't use Twitter. I don't know the first thing about Twitter. I have zero people. Actually, at the time, I think I had 15 people because they were like my Facebook friends who saw I had a Twitter account, but I never used Twitter. And so I said, you know, your Tweet Like a Rockstar program, will that help me? And he said, absolutely. So I got that at the end of September. It was like, or I guess middle of December. So we started looking at that at the end of September, started playing and learning, and like, I would say into October, started actually cultivating a community based on the information of how to use Twitter that I got from him. And the more I learned it, the more I started putting my own strategy in there. And so from like October till now, I have over 3,000 really engaged, not everybody's engaged, but I have over 3,000 followers on Twitter, many engaged. I get so much traffic from Twitter, so much engagement. And my big thing is do what feels good. And what feels good to me is always relationships. It's always helping people because I want to help people, not helping people so that they buy from me, not helping people so that they do me a favor, but I help out of pure, I want to, this is something I can share. I want to do it. And the more I do that, the more I stay just really without, conditions and without, you know, ulterior motives, that's where things really start growing.
Awesome. So it sounds like you're very intentional about it. You're very relational about it. So what is some of the other secret sauce, you know, that you kind of use to draw people in? And, you know, the biggest thing about social media is a lot of people do exactly that. They put out content and they're just not seeing any return on investment. What have you been able to do that's been getting people to engage with you and ultimately buy from you?
I actually care, number one. I actually do it very intentionally, as you said, and I'm not putting things out like a billboard. I'm not going, okay, so I say intentionally and then I say not intentionally. So I don't have the intention of selling per se. I have the intention of engaging and building relationships. And so everything I put out, I take the time. Like, I have a VA that helps me schedule things. She helps me. I tell her who the people are, for example, that I want to support, I want to promote, I love, I want to share their stuff. So we have a system now, and that's key. Developing a system over the last 6 months, and I'm always tweaking it to make it more efficient. That has been huge in developing this community. But so I'll have her go out and search these specific people to share their stuff. And then we kind of put it into our rotation and we say, okay, this is the stuff that we want to promote. So I'm adding value to people by bringing in curating content from other people that I know, like, and trust, bringing that into my community. And then I'm putting my own stuff in there as well. And so she helps me put the stuff out. But I think what's really important is I actually comment. I actually read every single message that I get. I read every single post that comes my way. If you hashtag BBR show or you tweet with my tag at Nick's the name, I will read it and I will respond personally. And I think that is really important. People forget about that social part of social media and they're putting stuff out as if they're on a stage. But this isn't a stage. This is like, well, it's a stage, but then you've got to get down and walk into the audience and start shaking hands. So I think that's really important.
And I agree with you. I mean, when you're doing a presentation, the business actually happens at the back of the room. It doesn't happen in the front of the room. The front of the room is where you're being the person, you know, who's of focus. And so, yeah, that's awesome. So when you're talking about sharing other people's content, you're sharing your own content. What kind of things are you finding that people are engaging with the most?
Okay, so that's a great question. For me, it really depends on the platform. So with Twitter, it's so random. If I find something that people are resonating with, it's like, okay, cool, we're going to tweet more of this, right? And if they're not, then we're going to tweet less. I find some of my quotes get a lot of leverage. Some of them get none. Some famous people quotes get a lot of leverage. Some get none. One thing that I do that I think stands out and people really appreciate is instead of like just thank you new followers and like tagging all these people, I actually create a graphic with myself on it. And that seems to get some attention. I also, for Follow Friday, I utilize that. I promote three people on Follow Friday. And for each person, I make a unique graphic. So I actually say, hey, this chick rocks. And I have my little cartoon avatar on there. And then I have that person's Twitter handle on the actual graphic. And people seem to really love that. And then they retweet that. And then that gets attention. So Twitter, it's just so, there's so many different things to Twitter. With Facebook, the personal stuff. When I open the door and let people see in my life, they love that. So a lot of people say, I don't want to see pictures of cats, or I don't want to see what you're eating for dinner. But my people do. Like my hair, I have purple hair and people love that. So when I'm like, when I'm touching it up or if I'm at the salon, I can't tell you how much attention that gets and how many comments. And it's just such a topic, a conversation starter. And when I come from the heart and I tell people what's going on in my world and I tell people here's what the challenge is and here's what the solution that I came up with is, they love that stuff. When I'm just saying, hey, here's my podcast, hey, here's an episode, check this out, I get very little engagement.
Totally get that. And you have to build the engagement up front. And that's one of the reasons why every single day I do two things. I do a quote of the day, and then I do a caption contest every single night. And it really just kind of keeps people engaged to the point that when you do put something up there, they may pay attention to it. You know, it's because
I love your caption contest. I think that is the coolest thing. I've never seen somebody do that before, and it is so awesome.
Thank you so much. And yeah, and it's great. I mean, and I don't spend any time. I mean, people send me those pictures, so it's like I don't even have to think about it. I just put them in a folder and say, okay, tonight I think I'm going to do that.
Can I ask you something then about
sure.
that?
Mm-hmm.
So when you started doing your caption contest, were you finding the pictures, and then because that you got known for that, people started sending you things, or how did you start that?
Exactly. There was I can't even remember the name of the website that I used, but it was just weird photos. And it was one, and actually the photos were featured on the Today Show. So it was kind of, I was already ahead of the curve. but they were just goofy photos that I found. And then it stopped, it kind of stopped its momentum. And then people just started sending me pictures as instant messages in Facebook. And that's how I use them. And I've got multiple folders of all this different stuff. So yeah, it's crowdsourced. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And everybody does. Everybody loves it. And the cool thing about it is all I do is go in and like everybody's comment. That I don't mm-hmm. do anything other than that. And everybody asks who's the winner. And the winner is whoever gets the most like. And what do they win? More likes. I mean, that's it. Yeah. So it's really super simple. So Nicole, you've got a way for people to connect more with you. I know you got a podcast, you've got a summit. Can you tell us a little bit about those things?
Yeah, absolutely. So the summit is the Business Building Rockstar Summit, and that is taking place in November again. And the 2015 summit package is still available, and you can find that in the show notes page.
Awesome. Hey, Nicole, this has been great. I love your concept about how you've been able to grow your community so fast. And I think that's really important is you got to have a little bit of patience, but eventually it kicks into gear. So this has been awesome. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. And if people wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, the best way is bbrshow.com. That's my website. And also tune in and listen and connect and let me know what you think. You can do that on iTunes, or you can go right to bbrshow.com. Super simple.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. It's been great.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.